The second annual A Smile to Remember Walk for Ovarian Cancer is a 5K walk and 1K family walk coming up April 5th, beginning at the First Presbyterian Church at Douglas Street and Macaulay Avenue. I spoke with organizers to learn more about ovarian cancer and why the event is A Smile to Remember. Most of you know how to participate in a 5K run or racing opportunity. A Smile to Remember offers a more leisurely approach to the running with a 5K and a 1K walk. Randy Shipp explains the origins of the family-friendly walk.
Darlene Shipp was my wife that passed away about 2 years ago with ovarian cancer. Darlene was a really healthy lady, walked about 3 miles a day, had a great diet, and when she was 55, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We were thinking back about what we might be able to do to honor Darlene, and we kind of thought of the idea of getting in touch with the American Cancer Society. And the first thing that they said is, we're going to have to come up with a name. So we were thinking about Darlene and the fact that she had a great smile. She would always light up a room whenever she came in. And so that's how we came up with the name.
When did she find out she had ovarian cancer?
One of the symptoms kind of was persistent, and she went to her doctor and she said, I've got this persistent problem, pelvic pain, and I'm not really sure what it's all about. Can you check it out for me? In a very short period of time, she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
At what stage was she when she found out?
She was already stage 4 when she found out. So it comes up silently and quickly. So that's why it's so important to be aware of the warning signs, and that's kind of the whole idea behind the walk, just the awareness.
According to Victoria Brumlow, a nurse practitioner working with SHIP to organize the walk, women could be in advanced stages of ovarian cancer before they recognize any symptoms.
Ovarian cancer normally presents with very subtle symptoms that normally women will just pass off and not pay attention to unless it is persistent like Darlene's was. So abdominal pain, sometimes lower pelvic pain, could be on one side versus another, can radiate to the back sometimes as well. Early satiety or just feeling full quickly after a meal. Decreased appetite is also one of the symptoms. Constipation, urinary frequency or pressure. And it could be one or all of those symptoms. It's just very subtle, and just is persistence is the biggest key in those symptoms. Because some of these are symptoms that women have all the time or, you know, on and off throughout their lifetime. And so, but it's just the constant persistence of the symptoms that are the biggest thing.
Is there any particular age where a woman is more likely to have ovarian cancer?
The average age of somebody being diagnosed with ovarian cancer is 63. So Darlene was diagnosed at 55. So it's kind of around that postmenopausal age.
So it's likely to be a time when your ovaries are the last thing you're thinking about.
Right, yeah. So sometimes postmenopausal bleeding is another sign of ovarian cancer, and that will bring women to the doctor. Maybe not necessarily pain, but the bleeding will.
I realize there's not a really good pre-screening for it, but is there any regular checkup or like a pap smear that would let the doctors know there was a problem?
Not necessarily. A pap smear really just checks for cervical cancer. It just checks for the cells on your cervix. But a pelvic exam where the physician is feeling the uterus and feeling the ovaries, and sometimes it can be found on a pelvic exam if a ovary is enlarged or if there's a cyst or mass there. So sometimes just the pelvic exam itself can find something. But just yearly visits with your doctor, going over symptoms, is the biggest thing.
Because the symptoms are so generalized, right, and a lot of women might just contribute it to getting older because your body does creak and strain and hurt a little more every now and then, it's probably more likely that you're not going to catch this in the early stages.
Right, and that's one of the biggest things that we wish there was a good screening exam for ovarian cancer. Like breast cancer has the mammograms and yearly mammograms, and unfortunately we just haven't found a screening type that will reduce the mortality and morbidity of ovarian cancer. There is research out there for it, but nothing has been found just yet. The biggest thing is women being in tune to their symptoms, going to the doctor every year for their pelvic exams or pap smears if they're still getting pap smears, and just talking to their doctor about their persistent symptoms and just being more really on top of how they feel and being good communication with their physicians.
What is the treatment if it's caught in time?
Treatment is surgery. They'll have surgery and then chemotherapy.
So removal of the ovaries.
Removal of the ovary, uterus, and biopsies of different sites in the abdomen and those and lymph nodes, and then chemotherapy afterwards.
The American Cancer Society is kind of an umbrella for all types of cancer. How much attention do they actually pay to the ovarian cancer?
Well, ovarian cancer is important to the American Cancer Society because of the high mortality rate. It only accounts for 3% of the cancer that occurs in women, but because of the mortality rate, it's really a high concern. The American Cancer Society does fantastic things in the way of support for people going through treatments. They have programs that can pick people up and take them to treatments. They've even got a program called Look Good, Feel Good, and the idea is that they will get the appropriate makeup and appropriate wigs and styling. When a lady looks good, she feels better. So they do that program. So there's so many great things that they do and can offer people that are going through chemotherapy treatments or any kind of cancer treatments that's just in the way of support and encouragement, which really helps.
You know, breast cancer, there's that 200,000 women diagnosed a year. And then compared to ovarian cancer, it's 20,000. So, you know, there's not as much focus sometimes on ovarian cancer just because it is fewer diagnoses each year, but it is one of the leading causes of gynecologic deaths and cancer that there is. Ovarian cancer ranks fifth in cancer deaths among women, so there should be a huge focus on it just for that reason.
On April 5th, we're hosting a walk. How long of a walk is it?
Well, we have two walks. If you can do a 1K fun walk, or you can do a 5K, and these are walks. They're not runs. It's a fun event, not a timed event. We're going to be meeting at the First Presbyterian Church parking lot right off Macaulay Avenue on Douglas. Registration's at 9 a.m., and we'll begin the walk at 10, and there'll be a lot of fun things to do. We're going to have inflatables for kids. We will have the Cancer Society there with the Look Good, Feel Good beauticians there doing their thing. We'll have Locks of Love, where people can donate their hair to Locks of Love. We'll also have information for people who want to learn more about the cancer and the diagnosis. And then we'll also be doing barbecue, too. So if you want to buy a plate of barbecue and support the cause, that'll be there, too. It's a really fun day. There was about 350 people that showed up last year. And you can go to the active.com website and type in A Smile to Remember and sign up online. This year we have a new feature called Sleep In. So if you can't make the walk the day of the event, you can support the cause by checking Sleep In and they will mail you a spiffy teal t-shirt with Smile to Remember on it.
Teal is the color for ovarian cancer. So when you think about the different support ribbons, if you want to show your support for ovarian cancer on April the 5th, even if you're not participating in A Smile to Remember, you can wear a teal or a teal ribbon.
Think teal.
Think teal.
Think teal.
Okay.
A Smile to Remember, a 1K or 5K walk in support of ovarian cancer awareness. It's Saturday, April 5th, with registration beginning at 9 a.m. Register in advance online at active.com and type in A Smile to Remember Chattanooga or call the American Cancer Society at 423-499-2601. You can also register the day of the event. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.